Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by actor Mehmet Özgür, who's here presenting the film Frenzy from the main competition of Venice. Thanks very much for joining us. And the first question I'd like to ask you is the usual question I ask everyone, is to tell us a little bit about your character and the story of the film.
Evet, filmin hikayesi...
So I can tell about my character as much as I read from the script, because I also haven't seen the final film yet. Kadir is a character living in between his paranoias, and he is born with an ignorance that is given to him at his birth, and he's a life in between reality and dreams, and he's trying to find his ways out of this paranoias with his ignorance.
How did you did your journey in this film begin?
Aslında tepenin ardında başladı.
In fact, my journey with this film started with Emin's previous film, Beyond the Hill, in which I was one of the actors. So during the production of Beyond the Hill, Emin was telling me about this story, but I didn't know where will I be fit in that story. But then we had some other meetings, and then he sent the script. And when I received the script, I fell in love with the character, because in my personal life, I'm really interested in issues of madness and paranoia. And I had several observations regarding these issues in my life experience. So the script and the character gave me an space and opportunity to put all my lifetime thinking and experience about these issues on screen.
Obviously, then, because it's the second collaboration between you and the director, there must be some sort of a creative collaboration and bond forming between you. Why do you think that is? Is there an understanding between the two of you? And can you maybe explain how you work together?
Bu doğru tahmin. Tepenin ardında da Emin'le çalışmıştım.
Yes, you're right. Because of our collaboration in Beyond the Hill, I had the chance to know Emin as a director and how he perceives a scene. And also, I know the limits of the director, like the limits of the creativity and the borders that he set in his direction. So that's really enabled me to serve the film and the director in a much more effective way. Emin is a really a good and very important writer, but also a very good and important director. He really knows how to control the actors and take them back to the limits, the borders of the character, if they try to push those limits, because I, as a actor, sometimes try to cross those borders and to try to act like a spoiled kid as an actor. But he really knows, and he catches you from your neck and pulls you back to the character.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much for talking with us about this film, and wish you all the best. Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.